I am very excited and happy and glad for you, not for me, but for you, that you chose to own that for yourself. So now we are into the second stage here. Now this is where you start to get the experience of coaching. We're going to take some time. We're going to slow down. Again, I want this to be experiential and powerful for you. I have high standards. You have immense amount of power and possibility and potential within you, so much so that you don't even recognize yet. So I want to invite that into the conversation, and I want to share a challenge with you. And then we're going to talk a little bit about how to go about this challenge. And now you're going to have to go experience and explore for yourself after this point, how you do that. What's the best way to do this? But here we go. You have an immense amount of knowledge, an immense amount of understanding. You have years and years behind you of having conversations, of listening to people, of asking questions. That is what you're going to be doing. You are going to be having conversations with people. It's your time now as a coach to invite people into your lives to have conversation, into your life to have conversations with them. And when you do this, you simply will say, as you now understand and know and feel and sense, that you are a coach and you help people transform their lives. Somebody has a problem, I can help you with that. Do you need help with that? I can help you with that. Would you like assistance with that? I can help you. Let's have a conversation. Now, a word here, you are a beginner. It is a path, it is a journey. So expect that. Again, have those highest standards for yourself. Expect and make agreements with yourself. Expect yourself to show up for you to do the work, to learn, to go on the journey of mastering this beautiful art. Okay, so let's come back to the conversation. How this becomes experiential for you. I'm just going to give you a few moments, a few tips here, and then you can take these and go play with them and apply them. You already have people in your life who you can invite into having conversations. So a couple ground rules. Start exploring, start experiencing conversations. Invite your friends, invite others who you meet. It will come through conversations. Someone will ask what you do. Somebody might just be curious. You might have a book on coaching and they might see it and start a conversation with you. Invite your friends, invite your network of people. You know so many people. Tell them this is what you're doing. Be really open and authentic about it. Invite them to have a conversation. Always set a context. Always seek permission to coach. Do not start giving advice. Ask permission. Seek permission first. Would you like to have a coaching conversation? And then slow it down and take your time with them. Inquire into what is going on in their life. Ask lots of questions. Get very, very curious. Lead the conversations with your questions. Feel and sense this is your time now to grow as a coach and to start understanding and exploring what it is to coach. Use this time to learn, then have the experience, then use the experience to learn and keep doing that over and over and over. Again, I'm going to reiterate this. Believe in yourself. Own that this is what you're doing now, that you're a professional coach and you're going to live and be how one does when one's a professional coach. Let go of any shyness around telling people what you do. You have to invite them into your world. You have to invite them into conversation. This is where the magic happens, is in the conversation. Always set a context. Always seek permission. Always be coming from a place of service, looking out for their best interest, what's best for them. And what gets really exciting is don't be afraid to push. And what I mean by push, I mean push the edge, not push them literally, of course. Push the edge. Ask them questions that feels a little uncomfortable. Slow down, take space. See how you are serving those you have conversations with. Ask the questions, watch them transform before your eyes. So now you might be asking, okay, well, I have this information. I'm about to have these experiences. I see it and sense it, but how do I start making money as a life coach? This is where things get really fascinating. This is where people's beliefs start getting in the way. The way you make money as a coach, as a transformational worker, is you invite people into conversations, and you will sense and see in the conversation itself how powerful and transformative it is for the person. And if it is so, you simply ask if they would like to do more of it. And then you propose to them. So what would it look like to work with you? Some people will ask, here's what it is. This is what I require of you. This is what I would like. This is how you do this. It's often very different for each individual, for each coach. I like to invite a person in the very beginning to know that we'll have this conversation. And if it feels right for both of us at the end, we can talk about putting a package together and look at what that costs and what that looks like. Excuse me, you're serving the client so strongly, so powerfully, that they will want to work with you, right? So what is it that they're actually signing up to do with you? Live their dreams, make their dreams come true, right? They're paying you because they believe you can help them and assist them to achieve and make real their dreams and visions for themselves, or whatever it is that you had that conversation with them about. So how do you make money as a life coach? You serve. You transform people's lives through conversation because you are so good at it. So I'm going to leave it with that. This is, again, just a mini course. High standards for yourself. Ask a lot. Become, in the very beginning, when you're just starting off as a coach, it pays off to put in a lot of work in your growth. You're going to grow as a human being. You're going to grow as a coach. You're going to get better and better and better. The more you do, the more you can impact the potential clients and prospects, and the more likely they are to want to enroll with you. And this is how it works. Now, there's a lot more to it. This is the mini course. There are nuances to it as well. Try that on. Go feel the experience of coaching for yourself. Watch it, see it, sense it in your body. Watch it in their eyes and their voices as you have conversations with others. Feel free to play. No rules. There are no rules except for the rule of service. So you can have conversations over the phone. I prefer longer conversations right now, where I can really go deeply with somebody and I can really take them to places and really shift their perspectives. So I will do sometimes 60 to 90 minute conversations in the very beginning for my first conversation for free with somebody that I am just coming into meeting with, contact with. I will do that with others as well. So there might be somebody I've been introduced to that I've known or have been friends with that wants to have a coaching conversation. I will take the 90 minutes. There might be somebody that I start talking to at a cafe. I don't go into coaching at the cafe. It's not a conducive environment to do deep work. So I will invite them to have the experience of a coaching conversation. So right there on the spot, I will set it up with them. I have Thursday open at 1 p.m. Pacific time and ... And they'll say yes or no or whatever it might be. We'll figure it out right there. I don't wait. You're a professional. That's what you do. It's beautiful. Again, I'm going to reiterate a couple points really fast. I know you might think this is redundant, but own your choice to be an amazing coach. Own the words and the language. Let the language become your reality. See, sense, and be whatever you believe you need to be or one is to become a professional, masterful, powerful coach. What does that look like for you? What does it feel like? What would you be doing? Then one thing that I really, 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 really want to drive home right now, be in conversation. The magic happens in the conversations. The miracles happen in the conversations. The transformations happen in the conversations. Not working on your website, not handing out business cards necessarily, not working on graphics, not reading more books, but it happens in conversation with another human being. Thank you for joining me on this mini course. I really appreciate you taking the time. Hope it's beneficial. I hope you can sense this. high standards, high expectations for yourself. Go for it. If you're going to do it, just go for it. It's so much more rewarding to get paid to do something where you can transform others' lives and your own life at the same time.